My name is Dale Neller. I'm the Vice President of Government and Technical Affairs for the North American Millers Association. So I oversee the regulatory and legislative work and issues that are important to the milling industry.
This week in Michigan, talking to wheat growers as part of a summer field day, giving us a national perspective of what some of those hot ticket items are in the wheat industry. What kind of points did you make to growers this week?
Well, I talked about a number of issues that are currently top of mind for the millers today, but really wanted to emphasize the importance that the wheat that they're growing is food, and it ultimately becomes food, and they should think of it that way, because a lot of the challenges that the milling industry is working to address has to deal on the regulatory side, whether it's food safety, allergens, or state regulations. So really important to stress the message of good agricultural practices, how they handle, how they store their wheat commodities are very important as it moves through the value chain.
One of those first topics of discussion, Proposition 65 in California. How has that kind of changed your world so far in the wheat industry as it goes into effect on glyphosate this summer?
Well, you know, it's really made us ask a lot of questions that maybe haven't been asked within the industry so far, you know, from how it's being applied and is it being applied properly, but then ultimately what kind of residue levels are we seeing after harvest. And so there has been an effort throughout the chain, not only with us, but also NOG, the Bakers Association, the PASA Association, to really get a better understanding of the situation and what potential challenges might lay ahead for the industry.
Having a rule specific to the state of California, is that similar to maybe what you've seen with some different organic labeling or other labels that have been state specific?
Yes, I think you could consider that similar to what we saw in Vermont regarding GMOs. Also in California, I know a number of years back they had the issue with poultry and cage sizes. So yeah, it is a challenge, not only from the policy itself, but also the fact that you have one state within the United States that has a very specific rule and regulation that's different from the other states. So that's also very challenging as well.
What has that meant as far as changes that might have been made in labeling that we might see on a national scope because of them?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that we're interested in is trying to harmonize our state regulations to fall under one umbrella from the federal aspect, have federal preemption. I know that with the GMO labeling standpoint, there was legislation that was passed. USDA is currently working on a labeling rule to address that. There's actually legislation that was just recently introduced in Congress trying to address issues such as Prop 65 as well.
Let's talk trade. How have some of the trade rhetoric and conversations turned things for the milling industry this year?
Well, it's really been a change of philosophy and strategy for the administration that I think it's kind of too early to tell the direction we're going. All indications from our standpoint is that they have good intentions. They're trying to, you know, improve things for the American producer and agriculture. But when you change tactics and strategies that maybe have been used for several decades, unfortunately, you kind of have to wait and see whether it was a good thing or bad. And at the current state of the farm economy, obviously, you don't want to have a negative outcome. But what we feel is their intentions are in the right place, and they are listening. The ag negotiator, Greg Dowd at USTR, has been very open to the concerns, not only of our sector, but of rest of agriculture, and keeping those in mind when they're having negotiations with our trading partners.
Where does wheat fit into the mix with NAFTA and some of those other trade deals, maybe as to what could benefit or how it's been an issue?
Well, I think, you know, from a milling perspective, a lot of folks don't think of milling as a prime export. While we don't export a lot of flour, the flour we do goes to Canada and Mexico, but more importantly, over $4 billion of bakery products are exported to Canada and Mexico every year. And our milled grain are the primary component of those products. So While trade isn't a direct impact for us from a milling perspective, it definitely is an indirect. And then also on the commodity side, we really have become an integrated supply chain within North America. And having any disruption in the flow of those commodities also have a negative impact.
Any other thoughts or issues, concerns that the milling industry has?
Well, there's a number of things that we're following. Obviously, the Farm Bill is of importance to us. Again, maybe not so much directly, but at the end of the day, a good farm policy always supports the producers that bring commodities to our member companies and our mills. So we want to ensure that the policies that are passed by Congress are doing what they're intended to and really supporting our ag communities so they can be productive and profitable.